Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Time for this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard. This week, Mark is talking about the film Son of Saul.
So over the course of roughly 1 year, I've brought you reviews of every single 2015 Best Picture Oscar nominee and also each feature film winner in all 21 categories except for one. So let's wrap things up with what is likely the most powerful and disturbing Academy Award winner from the broadcast of 3 months ago, the Hungarian Best Foreign Language recipient, Son of Saul. And first-time director Laszlo Nemes scores mightily with this harrowing Holocaust drama that stars an amateur actor in the lead role and is set over the course of about 1 day in the Auschwitz concentration camp. Son of Saul has been confidently and skillfully created despite the relative inexperience of its star and writer-director. It is, of course, almost impossible to watch at times as if the horrors of the atrocities weren't enough. This work focuses on a prisoner's attempts to give a proper burial to a deceased young boy that he recognizes as his own son. Do I need to tell you anything more? If you choose to experience this skillful motion picture, you'll be rocked by powerful and unforgettable images. I'm not saying it'll be easy, but it will certainly stay with you for quite some time. Ed, back over to you.
Thanks, Mark, and as always, don't forget to read all of Mark's long-form reviews at his terrific website, reviewedbymarkleonard.wordpress.com, and as always, Mark will be back next week. Did you ever forget to charge your cell phone? So you leave the house and it's at 40%. Uh-oh. Day goes on, you're texting, you're watching stuff on YouTube, you're listening to some music, and it's down to 15%. And then 10. Uh-oh. And the red light comes on and you get that warning, whatever it is. And then you're down to 5 and your battery is critically low, so your phone tells you. And the phone gets a bit darker, 2%, and then all of a sudden the phone literally dies. Your umbilical cord to the world is gone. What do you do when you're desperate for a charge? You ever think about breaking and entering? Well, one guy in New Jersey did. Here we go. Man sneaks into New Jersey house, hides under bed for 3 days, mind you, to charge his phones, plural. A New Jersey man has been accused of sneaking into a Spotswood, New Jersey home, hiding under a bed for 3 days, and stealing electricity to charge his, get this, 4 cell phones. First of all, the guy has 4 cell phones. Do you have 4? I don't. How many people even have 2? So this guy's got 4. I guess he can't pay his electric bill because he's paying his phone bill, so he has to go somewhere else to charge it. I don't know. Let's find out. Jason Hubbard reportedly entered the home May 7th while the owner was taking out the trash. He crawled under the bed in a spare bedroom and began charging his phones in an outlet. The owner, Margaret Adamswitz, says she believes he did not have any food during that time, just water. All right, let's think of the obvious. He obviously wasn't very clean after those 3 days. He obviously didn't go to the bathroom for the... Where did that take place? In the middle of the night, did he sneak out from under the bed and try to find himself the bathroom? Or did, you know, because things don't just stop for 3 days, unless you have a medical issue. So, was this a messy time under the bed? I venture to wonder, and I venture to say yes. Anyway, the family finally became aware of Hubbard when they heard a noise 3 days later. You know, the Adamswitz family must be a little slow on the uptake if they didn't hear anything at all for 3 days. How do you stay that quiet as you're trying to stay under a bed? Was this guy completely still for 3 days? He was detained by the family's 28-year-old son while the police arrived. Adamswitz said Hubbard was an ex-boyfriend of her daughter. All right, here we go. So the guy already knew the layout of the house. So he knew what he was getting himself involved in. Maybe he realized the family was a bit, I don't know, unaware of certain things and he could get away with this. I haven't heard from him in 5 years, she told NJ.com, adding that Hubbard and her daughter did not end on good terms. Obviously good enough for him to think he could sneak into the house and charge 4 phones for 3 days. He didn't say why he came back. He just picked our house to hide in. He didn't have a home to live in, she said. Hubbard's age was not immediately known. He has been charged with burglary and theft of electricity, being held on $50,000 bail. He doesn't have a place to live, but he has 4 active phones. How much do you pay for your phone each month? See? Multiply that times 4. Can a homeless guy afford that? I would think not. Maybe these are the prepaid deals. I don't know. I'm just amazed. I really believe there's more to this story. He snuck in as they were taking out the garbage, and he was undetected for 3 days. Think about, can you even be undetected in your house for about an hour if you snuck back in before your family or whomever got home? Of course not. 4 phones? at the beginning of the segment, I talked about the stress of when your one phone is down to 5%. Think of the abject stress this poor thing was under. Imagine if he had four phones, 5% or less. It's nerve-wracking. Who can deal with that? Obviously, Jason Hubbard couldn't, so he decided, I'm going to take care of this, and I'm going to charge my phones. Wow. Stay with us. Coming up next, Christina Stauffa will join me, and we will talk about foods, yes, that make you stink. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Who likes to negotiate? Not most people. It's stressful.
Joel Peterson, past CEO of Trammell Crow, the world's largest private real estate developer, says successful negotiations are about win-win.
I've negotiated billions of dollars worth of transactions over 30-some years. I try to get to the point where I understand what the other party wants and am able to say it to them in a way that they relax. And they say, this guy, he's able to say better than I am what I want. That's a very disarming position. So if you're getting bowled over by somebody, you're feeling crushed, it's because you have not done your homework. You've allowed them to do that.
Get what you want and help people get what they want.
Do your homework for big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
If you're adding precious metals to your portfolio, then call Augusta Precious Metals, a leader in gold and silver sales for over 40 years. Call Augusta now at 855-858-5805. 855-858-5805.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. New York State may be first in the nation to come to grips with texting behind the wheel. You could be asked to textilize.
Huh? Textilize.
Not breathalyze. Textilize.
Plugs into your phone instead of your mouth.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Open road carnage has led ABM to block all texts from our phones. We are for liberty. We are against big government intrusion, but we might give a nod of approval to New York State. The Textilizer works like a breathalyzer. Only it plugs into your phone instead of your mouth. Textilizer, made by a company called Cell Bright, rats out any texting done during a crash. The Textilizer, too invasive, not invasive enough, or the right idea at the right time. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.